The showroom at the Adams County, Colorado Conference Center is decked out in hemp products. Lotions, clothing, and pouches of processed hemp seeds sit on tables. The state recently gave the green light to dozens of hemp growers. Tonight's gathering pulled in more than 100 interested farmers.
There's more people than I anticipated.
Kevin Greenwood is one of the conference's top billed speakers. He's director of marketing for the Canadian hemp food company, Manitoba Harvest.
We're the largest hemp food company in the world. And vertically integrated, we go right from the producer's field right through to the consumer packaged goods at, Kroger, Costco.
The company's been around since Canadian lawmakers legalized industrial hemp, which lacks the intoxicating compounds found in its cousin, marijuana. It's mostly grown for its fibers and seeds, and has been touted as a miracle crop by proponents. The recent farm bill allows for some planting after years of lobbying. So as the U.S. hemp industry teeters on the edge of becoming legal, Greenwood's message to the American farmer is this.
Look north. We're happy to give you the answers. You're not starting from scratch. The industry's been around in North America, albeit north of the 49th parallel, for 15, 16 years now.
Meaning cross-border cooperation could jumpstart the American hemp industry. His presentation is part sales pitch. If and when the legal issues get ironed out, Greenwood says his company will be first in line to buy American-grown hemp.
We do get a little flack occasionally from some of our producers who say, hey, listen, we like the fact that we have a monopoly. And I said, yeah, but the problem is we're not getting enough acres in the ground to support the growth of the industry.
Let's look at the reality.
Eric Steenstra is president of Vote Hemp, the biggest hemp lobby group in the U.S.
The reality is that right now Canadians, for example, have been growing hemp for 15 years. It's still a niche crop there, right? But what's the potential?
Steenstra says what Canada offers is lessons. They've been through the process of building a hemp industry from scratch. And if American farmers don't listen to our northern neighbors, they could end up making the same mistakes. Lesson one, temper expectations that hemp will be a savior crop for struggling farmers. Two, be strategic with where to plant. Capitalize on the American grain belt in Iowa, Nebraska, and Kansas. And three, don't reinvent the wheel. Build upon existing infrastructure in Canada.
There's no question in my mind that this could be a multi-billion dollar crop where we could see, millions of acres eventually. Is that going to happen in a year or two? Of course not.
Steenstra says Canada also makes a compelling economic argument for the plant's legalization. If you frame it as farmers being denied trade access with Canada, Steenstra says congressional ears perk up.
So this is 2-ounce bar, and it's got about 8 grams of protein.
In a commercial kitchen in Denver, Ari Sherman shows off one of his hemp protein bars. Sherman's company, Evo Hemp, churns out thousands of bars each month, packed full of tree nuts, algae, dried cherries, and hemp seeds from Canada.
Out of all the ingredients which we use, which is about 30 different ones, hemp is by far the most in-demand food source that we have.
Sherman says his company is built on Canadian hemp. He'd like to start buying hemp from American growers, but right now no one's growing on a large scale. Businesses like Sherman's are caught in a bind. They like to market themselves as environmentally friendly, but they're forced to ship hemp from China, Romania, Ukraine, and of course, Canada.
We're trying to be a sustainable company, and sourcing all these ingredients from all over the world can be taxing on the environment. So not only financially, but environmentally, it's tough.
Which means until hemp is grown closer to home, businesses like Sherman's will continue their cozy relationship with foreign hemp growers. Luke Runyon, Harvest Public Media.